Our guest at the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper, the executive director of Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Bert, thanks for sitting down with us here over the telephone line anyway.
Thank you, John Mark, and good morning to you.
Well, some good news for you, and this is that, and this is something we've talked about before, but you have received what's called a self-sufficiency grant, and this is going to let you prepare some people to take on jobs that'll be a tremendous benefit to them.
John Mark, we've been blessed to apply for the grant. We haven't received the funding yet, but we've applied for just under $500,000 that we could train individuals in several career paths, medical assistants, medical billing and coding, pharmaceutical techs, welding, millwrights, electricians, licensed insurance producers. And we've got some great companies, John Mark, that have come on board with us and agreed to interview these folk and hire them if they're qualified. But Total Equipment, the Henry Group is working with us, Allstate Insurance Company is working with us, Community Health Services, Glen Oaks Hospital, and some other companies. But they've agreed, once we get the training done with these folks, and training will be anywhere from 8 to 13 weeks. Once they have training, once they get their certification, which the state requires, they have guaranteed that they'll hire them if they've really accomplished those proper disciplines.
And who do you apply to for this grant?
We apply with the Texas Workforce Commission out of Austin, Texas,
right.
And it's administered by the state. The state has about $21 million in self-sufficiency funds. Oftentimes, the junior colleges are the ones that apply these funds to students, and that's why their educations are reduced. For us, the education process will be totally free to our applicant. So anyone who wants to have a career, they don't pay anything. The state will pay for all the cost.
And you had to line up some industries to participate with you before you could submit the grant, is that?
We really did. We have to get what's called letters of support. And again, we've gotten letters of support from those companies I mentioned, Total Equipment, the Henry Group, and the others, saying that, yes, we want to be a part of the self-sufficiency grant program through Community Seeds, and yes, we will interview these folk, and yes, we want to hire these folk.
When will you know if you get the grant?
Well, we are in our final stages, even as we speak. They're in a review process. We spoke to Texas Workforce Commission today. They had a couple of questions for us, easy things to answer. I wouldn't be surprised if we won't know something by next week, John Mark.
Mm-hmm. Just in the next very, very short period of time.
The next week to 2 weeks, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't know, because we need to start training.
And you would train these folks to work for the companies that are participating with you?
Yes. In other words, Total Equipment needs welders, so we have a welding class that will be starting. The Henry Group, they need electricians, welders, as well as millwrights. So we'll be training people in those disciplines. And Community Health and Glen Oaks Hospital, they need medical techs and pharmaceutical techs. And so we'll be training in those areas. So again, we have about seven fields that we'll be training in.
We're talking with Bert Cooper, and Bert is the executive director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak. And you'll let us know, I hope, when people can start to come to you for training?
Absolutely. We'll let all of our media publics know, because the recruitment process will begin then. Folk have to be a part of our register with the Texas Workforce Commission to be a part of the programs, which is very simple to do. And we'll certainly make that announcement once we're ready.
And you told me they're monitored pretty closely while they're going through the training.
They are monitored. Most of the classes are e-classes, so they'll do most of the work online, John Mark. But two times a month, they'll be in our classroom in front of a facilitator doing reviews, making sure they're caught up with the lesson plans. And we plan to train 223 individuals, John Mark.
Wow.
That's how many openings we have.
That's a good number of folks, Bart. That's excellent.
We're
excited.
And
then not a heck of a lot of time left here, but you've got some good news concerning your incubator kitchen that we've talked about.
We finally, we've been praying for a long time for two contractors or a contractor to come along and take the lead and start the process. We have two contractors now, Randy Saunders and James Daugherty. They're our contractors. They should be starting the kitchen project here in the next week or so. They're doing our outline right now to let us know what's first, second, third, the process that they'll be going by. But we've been blessed, and we are ready to get that project. And I'm sure the Greenville Follies, as well as our area, Hunt County, is ready for us to start that project. Yes, sir.
And people can learn there how to prepare food, and that could be an entrepreneurial thing for
absolutely. Those who are starting a catering service, we also teach food handling safety, but also whatever they make out of that kitchen. Remember, the front of the kitchen, there's going to be a country store.
Right.
They can sell it right out of that country store.
Very good. Bert, we're out of time, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark, and God bless.
Bert Cooper, Executive Director of Community Seeds of Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition, your station 88.9 KETR.